Listening 1. Read, listen, and choose the correct answer. 1.
Well, I'm responsible for many things here in the restaurant, mainly for the food we serve. And for that, I need to make sure we get our deliveries on time. There's a guy who helps me out with it because we get that overnight. So first thing in the morning, I check we got ingredients of the best quality. Once I get that checked, I make a list of suggestions for the menu for the day, and the chefs have a word for making a final decision on it. And then we write it up. This way, they save time on the shopping as they don't spend any on doing it. And I think that's the only thing we do together. Everybody is aware of their duties because what we do the moment they get hired is talk about it. So no need for spending more time on more talking. They even help with keeping the place flawless and shiny.
Two.
It's a book full of facts. It's wonderful, you know. A thorough description of what the last decade was like. However, the reader who picks it must be a strong reader because it's got many different parts which at times take different directions, and then they meet on the way again. Bitty, I would say. A smitten or a delayed onset reader may have difficulty in making the most of all the information this book provides. Intelligent and picky writing, unfortunately not for everyone. So the one who can handle it will undoubtedly crack it open more than once.
Three.
And let me tell you that I enjoyed the last chapter a lot. People couldn't believe Lane left home to avoid bringing more fireworks on the family around Michael's will. Nobody in the room was expecting that. And you may be surprised to hear that today's chapter will be even more exciting. And I was told this morning that people have a hunch of what's going to happen. Lane will keep pushing on Rachel to tell her daughter what they have kept under wraps for so long. And, well, wait to see what happens tonight.
Four.
Things like taking care of the building, that is, answering the phone or doing the booking, taking care of the visitors and providing any help regarding the rooms is somebody else's work. Carrying things, especially travelers' bags, that's what we do. You can work at railway stations, airports, and places of the like. Of course, getting their stuff in the cabs is done by the driver. We just take them to the stand where there are always cabs lined up and available 24/7. In our case, the stand is at the pier.
Five.
I've always loved dancing, and the mere thought of doing it as a way to keep fit is just fascinating. But since I've done it for long, I just started to feel like testing my abilities. You know, you never know how far you can go until you actually give it a try. So here I am doing CrossFit. I come here 3 times a week, and I love it. It has even helped me gain muscle.
Six.
Oh, this food is brilliant. And actually, I'd never tasted anything like it before. I'd walked by a few times, but every time I did was like, look at that. I didn't even feel like trying it. The look was not an appealing one to me, but now I'm glad I tried it. And can I tell you something? I thought I couldn't afford it. Now that I know it isn't the way I thought it was, but a lot better, I'll try to come here more often.
Seven.
And I'll put it this way. The place is not a big deal. I mean, I can play my music everywhere. And if I get tired or run out of ideas, I can stop and watch film. Same way everywhere. The only thing I need is my tool bag. I've got all the things that I need in it.
It turns out quite hard to find the graphite pencils I like, but I've always been able to manage that, and I never miss a chance to get some spare ones. So it's never dull. Whenever I can see a face in my head and link it to a background or landscape, I stick to it. And I usually stop until it's done. I seldom go back to a finished piece to add some things, but when I do, it's just little touches.
Eight.
Well, I couldn't be happier. I share it with my girlfriends. I know it's supposed to be me moving around by it, but from a more positive perspective, I can tell that I found a way to save on gas and helping my friends without taking any kind of advantage of the situation. We've had some problems on cold days because it kind of needs a sort of warming up before starting. And the gear lever has been getting, like, stuck recently. But don't worry, we've been able to handle it. And what's more, Susan's dad and brother have a garage near uni, so anytime in trouble, I turn to them. When they explain to me what the problem is, I don't understand a word they say. But they're good at doing their jobs, so... Once again, thanks and don't worry. I'll be careful and try not to get it crammed. It's been really fun and I know it won't last forever. My girlfriends also help me keeping it clean and tidy. They say they'd love having a start like it, too.